When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Now, if you will please turn to the book, Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Be you therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Therefore, when we turn to the Lord with repentance, today, of course, church membership seems to take for granted the fact, they take for granted at least whatever may be the fact, that here is a man who is a good Christian. Now, think of that. The Lord Jesus Christ first taught, repent and believe the word. You know, it was on the law books of Rome that every Christianity was banned. And it was on the law books of Rome that every Christian should be killed. And some of the emperors enforced this, and some of the emperors did not. That was all the difference. But the cross was very, very real. I wonder how many church members we would have had if that were the modern law. And how many of you would be calling yourself by the matchless name of Jesus Christ either? But mark you, dear friends, Christianity always carried with it a price tag. And today preachers appear to make it a smooth ride, nothing to worry about. It's a fine, smooth ride. I've not seen it that way. And to this day, I meet boys and girls at the university and elsewhere who suffer a great deal of persecution. In fact, their lives are threatened. But still, they have made their irrevocable choice to follow Jesus. So we cannot have a watered-down Christianity which has no cross in it. So, my dear friends, we begin with a miscalculation. We don't take all the equation and say, hey, am I going to follow Jesus at this price That's where the love of Jesus comes into play. When the love of Jesus constrains you, nothing appears to be a heavy price. Nothing. And subsequent to this begins the practical walk. The second verse says, walk in love as Christ also has loved us. Walk in love. I cannot measure the potential of such a walk. When you begin to walk in love and react with love and forgiveness, I do believe that most of you say some prayer. Whilst there is a lot of difference between praying and saying your prayers, yet most of you, I would say, have some kind of praying which you do. What is the condition that followed the Lord's Prayer? The immediate condition that followed the Lord's Prayer is, if you forgive not, your Heavenly Father will not hear you. The spirit of unforgiveness, it rankles in the breast. It festers. It is a cancer. A spirit of unforgivingness. When you find that somebody has done something, they've so offended you that you find it so hard to forgive. My dear friends, you know, when a cobra attaches itself to your legs and entwines your foot and begins to bite you repeatedly, as cobras are said to do, on provocation especially. Well, you know, one way is to try to shake it off in the sense that you kick so hard. Well, of course, you're not kicking the creature, but it has wrapped itself around your foot and is trying to get a real bite or two or three of them in, and you kick your foot so vigorously, it goes flying. Now, if that's how you deal with a poisonous creature, I wonder how you deal with a poisonous thought. Something that keeps biting you, poisoning you, poisoning your thinking. I wonder if you obey God's word and say, Lord, I just leave this matter in your hands. I'm sure I have been an offense to many people. Now, here is somebody who has offended in this manner or another. I will forgive. There an end. No more of that. You know, some people cannot forgive. There's not that forgiving spirit. I remember a young man who said to me, last night I nearly killed my wife, his young wife. I said, but why? Well, I was so furious when she confessed to me that when she was a girl, she had acted very improperly under duress from one of her own uncles. Well, you know, my dear friend, I asked this fellow, but how did you live in your youth? He said, I lived a wicked life. That's true. All right. You're not ready to forgive your wife when under duress some guilt and sin came into her? And you want to be forgiven? Well, you know, different measures are used generally by society. A husband apparently can do whatever he likes. But if a woman does it, oh, it's terrible. Well, that may be the way society judges. But sin is sin. Here the Bible tells us, walk in love. And then it goes on to say, what this walk specifically would mean. Certain things were never to be found or mentioned. Even the occasion to mention them should not arise. Third verse. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. You know, my dear friends, one of my children, well, the youngest of them, she said to me, Daddy, I know what these boys want. And she has learnt also how to keep such fellows at bay. Some girls apparently don't know how to say no. Not only just girls, but very mature persons too. That's what I notice. It is amazing. But the Bible tells us that in the Christian walk, there are certain things which should not put up their heads. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. One of the wisest of men whom I have learned to respect said, adultery is a sin against a nation. It is the breaking of vows. It is the sin against your family. It is a sin against society. And the family unit being the unit of society, it is a sin against a nation. And the Bible says, let it not be once named among you. Be you therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us. Let us pray. Let us tell God, oh God, let me not talk about high things and live in the gutter. No, Lord, I don't want empty phrases. I want to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. I want to walk by faith. Lord, I want that faith which is anchored in Jesus. So hear our prayer in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us at our phone number 089498 3735, or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale 6992, Western Australia. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number 089498 3735. Please plan to join us next week at the same time, as we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, appreciate and need your continuing prayerful support.